Chris Hughes and Bobby Sutliff making the big noise. I would not. Where am I at? Right here. Right here. It's just a little after four. I start off with Penny Eichinger doing Spinster. Nice heavy version of it. This is KGLT Bozeman. KGLZ East Helena, KGLT Bozeman 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM with translators K246BA Bozeman 97.1 FM, K220KD Big Sky 91.5 FM, K208BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K296EF Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And this is all made possible by generous contributions from Bozeman Fly Supply, a full-service local fly shop specializing in fly tying tools, materials, and fishing gear. Open daily 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Located at 2641 West College and Main Street and online at BozemanFlySupply.com. Everything to feed your vice. Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Bozeman IPA, Gallatin Pale, Bozeman's Original Tasting Room is open daily 2 to 8 p.m. online at BozemanBrewing.com. And On-Site Energy of Bozeman, designing and installing solar power and energy storage systems for homes and businesses across Montana, locally owned and operated by nationally certified solar professionals committed to Montana's sustainable energy future. Information on services and financing on the web at onsiteenergyinc.com. The power is yours. Okay. It is. Power is mine. I have all the buttons in my hand. I can do all that. What do I got next? I was thinking through my records, as I do on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Friday mornings, and a song came into my head. And I guessed the wrong band. That flummoxed me. But wait a minute. Stop, Ron. Think really hard. Dig into the deep memory. Open up those dusty cabinets. And I almost got the band's name right. But fortunately, there's a internet so I could look up. And I was close. This goes back to the 80s, I suppose. And it's probably one I haven't played since it was new.
Well, she's cool, that's for sure. Will she come knocking at my door? Then everything would be all right. And was it worth it? I hear you ask. To wreck a friendship, that's a real blast. Knowing things will never, ever be the same. Just wait.
Well, if that's self-indulgent, I'm guilty. Some great favorites, old and new. Start off with Bluebells. That was a band I was trying to think of. Kath, from way back when. Brand new from the Summertimes out of Sydney, Australia. The Inside, a new single from them, sent to me, submitted to me for consideration, and passed the test. Good one. I can't wait to hear the whole album. Brand new from the Dropkicks. Their album's called The Wireless Revolution, Your Telephone. Great band. I've been playing their record for years, and they just keep putting out solid ones. Way to go, guys. The No Ones, that's Scott McCoy, Peter Buck, and friends, from their newest album called My Best Evil Friend. The song's called 304 Molino Way. And that's where a singer-songwriter named Pamela Paulin lived. And they went, Scott McCoy and probably Gary Norris, went and looked her up, said hello, because they're those sort of guys, that big of fans. I'm going to go see them, too, next month. They're playing out in Portland and Seattle before they go to Europe. So a chance to see them. Their previous tour, of course, got canceled by the plague. Brand new from the On and Ons. Another Sydney band. You heard Let Your Hair Down from the album of the same name. And that's a good one. That's about four albums now, or three albums and an EP, something like that. Just great. I'd love to see them. I doubt they're ever coming to the States. And a return trip to Australia is pretty far down the list for me right now, though I'd love to. And then finishing up the DBs from their last album called Falling Off the Sky, you're right back. 424, halfway through the show, more or less, and digging it. I got more good stuff to play, but first I need to tell you something or other. Let's see, what looks good? Oh, this probably.
Opening Friday, May the 19th at the Halter Museum of Art, Stephen Gluckert's The Odyssey of Montana's Thomas Francis Marr. Like the legendary Odysseus, Thomas Marr was blown by the winds of war and fate to the four corners of the earth, with a brief final stop as Montana's territorial governor. Stephen Gluckert's expressive oil pastel drawings evoke the danger, energy and emotion of Marr's journey. There's more information at haltermuseum.org. The Odyssey of Montana's Thomas Francis Marr, May the 19th to July the 21st at the Halter in Helena.
And that's probably one of those names that if you're not from Montana and haven't been paying attention, you'll mispronounce tourists and stuff. Taxi driver in D.C. said he'd been to Montana. He'd been to Beauty, Montana. And I said, no, it's Butte. Maybe he called it Buddy, Montana, but I set him straight. He laughed. He realized, yes, he actually asked how to pronounce it. Fair enough. Have I done everything? Have I done everything? No, I haven't. That's why you check. You double check your list before you move on. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Matt Brewing Company. The Tap Room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram, Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map. And Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. Now I've done everything except play another record, and I have to do this to make that happen.
Thinking young and growing older is no sin. Change my mind, 'cause it's not right. Everybody, 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 ever
That's the weird original version of Help Me Rhonda from the Beach Boy Today album, early 65. And as soon as they put that out, Brian decided he had a better idea, which is a good one, because it came out again on the next album, and it was a big hit, one of the biggest hits. Everybody can sing along with that one, right?
Right.
I saw him play it well before it came out, which was a big surprise. They played five songs that hadn't come out from that album, Beach Boys Today, when I saw them in the fall of 64. And needless to say, my little 12-year-old mind was blown. That's how come I ended up here today. Thank Brian Wilson, okay? He's responsible for all that. A bunch of favorites. The Byrds from Notorious Byrd Brothers covering Goffin King going back. Flamin' Groovies with Dave Edmonds doing Good Laugh Mun from their album Flamin' Groovies Now. Dave Edmonds himself from A Repeat When Necessary doing the first cover of Queen of Hearts. And when they came over to the States to tour that record, the first night I saw them backing, opening for Blondie in Sacramento after some car trouble, they didn't play it. And I told the drummer from Rockpile, Terry Williams, I said, "Terry, Queen of Hearts is on the radio. Why didn't you play it?" And I said, "There's several other songs on the radio. Why haven't you played them?" And Terry said, "Wait here a minute," and grabbed the infamous Jake Riviere, Rockpile's manager, Dave Edmonds' manager, and stood Jake in front of me, and he said, "Ron, tell him just what you told me." And I did. And Jake shook his head and said, "They can't do Queen of Hearts. Dave can't remember the words." Huge miss. Juice Newton got the hit with it, not Dave Edmonds. The Who from A Quick One, their second studio album, Your Don't Look Away, and the Beach Boys finishing up. 4:44 and 34 seconds. All these short songs I've got for the next set are going to fit in just fine. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopstone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Bozeman's original tasting room is open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. online at bozemanbrewing.com. I want to tell you about this because this is always important.
For years, the end of the world has been top of mind for artists ranging from Johnny Cash and the Doors to Radiohead and St. Vincent.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. We share our favorite apocalypse songs this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Yes, always a good listen. Shall I continue? Let's see, it's on this turntable, this laser platter. Well,
I want to tell you.
No, hold on. That's not what I want to play. Why did I do that? I know how to fix it. You press this button a couple times. And then, which one did I want? 16? Yes. Try that one again. Oh. Okay. Go to plan B. That always works. Though I'm not ready for that one either. Oh, man. Total breakdown. DJ breakdown. Call him a therapist, the psychiatrist. Need him right now.
Yeah.
mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Judge the book by looking at the cover. Oh. Oh, come on in closer, baby. Hear what else I gotta say. You got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Looking at the cane, you can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudge me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cup, come on.
That's a wonderful Chocolate Watch Band, San Jose's own. From that was their debut single, actually. And in typical fashion with their record label and their career, it was released on the Uptown label, a soul label, and it wasn't readily available in their hometown. Got a little bit of radio play. I heard it once or twice on KLIV in San Jose. They never played it live. And there you go. In their short prime career, 66 to 67, they managed to go in and